So, once you're in the kingdom and learning to abide in Christ, it's all about developing your love relationship with Jesus. The Holy Spirit who's within you causes you to lose your taste for the things that are distasteful to him. For me, an immoral relationship, alcohol dependency and smoking cigarettes all went within a few weeks of meeting Jesus, almost without my being aware of it. He didn't threaten or bully me, I just found I'd lost my taste for all those things. The need for alcohol went without any awareness at all on my part. With cigarettes, he told me what to do every time I wanted to take one, and I haven't smoked from that day to this. What am I saying? Everything and anything he asks you to do, he'll give you the means to perform. He never asks you to do something without showing you how to do it and enabling you to do it. It all happens out the depth of his love for you and your reciprocation of that love, because we love because he first loved us. When you love someone, you don't want to harm the relationship. If staying in an adulterous or immoral relationship, for instance, would harm my relationship with Jesus, I'm going to put a stop to it. Nobody forces me. I willingly and unreservedly get rid of that which is in the way, because I want nothing to hinder my progress into his great heart. This is how the love relationship with him works. Receiving his love first, we talked about that a couple of days ago, then the things that consume your thinking and lifestyle will begin to dissolve in the power of his love for you and yours for him. He won't extract obedience from you. He will ask for it and then leave you to weigh the consequences of your disobedience. And he never comes back and says, "I told you so," when you insist on having your own way and it all goes pear-shaped instead. He lovingly and patiently lifts you and restores you, just like he did with Peter. Poor old Peter, so aware of what he'd done by denying Jesus. Feeling he could never be reinstated, his crime was so great. You find the story in John 21:15 and following. The Bible is full of stories of ordinary people who encountered an extraordinary God. Some unbelievers hold the view that Christians have invented God. Beloved, no one could invent someone as wonderful as he is. He is beyond our understanding in gentleness, faithfulness and love. He tenderly cherishes us, encourages us to grow. He never forces or coerces us, but gently leads us as a shepherd with lambs. He's altogether lovely and certainly not a product of human imagination. So, how's that love relationship working out for you?